had a frame around it with holes for bottles. And there'd be five or six bottles in there. And you'd fill them with your condiments. The principal condiment was vinegar.
Yeah.
Salt and pepper and vinegar. The ketchup was something that came in later. We might have one container. Tomato sauce or something made homemade. That's why you had that table that revolved and you could season up what you were going to eat. And it just stayed there all the time.
Cast.
They were beautiful things. Ornamental. If you could find one now, it would be a collector's item.
Did you have a room maybe up at the top? Just below the roof, it was up above the other room?
Yes, there was. There was, I guess you'd call it an attic now, but as your family grew, you'd either use the attic up there for the kids to sleep in, to grow up in. Some kind of improvised stash at some place, you'd have a ladder to get up there. And the stored things. People, I don't know.
What kind of stuff would you call it? You might just keep forever.
Unfortunately, in this town, in this part of the country, people did not keep things.
Yeah.
Letters, newspapers, and books of all ancient vintage. Up in New England, I'd go in one home, I didn't have one home, but the library, they'd have letters written by soldiers in the Civil War to people back there. And they would say it's probably better. And many other items there with increasing value as the years pass. But somehow in this town, we did keep, and I did, upper part of the state, folks were more stable and more, I guess, more sentimentalized. But we didn't have it. I know, my father and mother were engaged. They were engaged for 3 years, and I tell you now, I just didn't want to get married. I mean, my wife, but they did. They didn't have money, and as I said, the custom then was you had to have a house, a furnished house, take you right in there. That's why the old custom of carrying across the threshold came up, And anyway, they corresponded over that period, and she had every letter that they had exchanged. He had kept the letters she'd written him, and he had. And she kept the letters that he'd written her, and they were all neatly in boxes, picked it up together. And I know when these kids got up around, we could read, 12 years old, and all the instruments kept saying, we could slip up in a room up the attic there, read those damn letters. And we got caught up with them, we'd go and break them up and scatter them. Eventually, my mother burned them all at the father's death. I lost the son. But there would have been a good research material, because unquestionably, they wrote on the dates and would tell about, I don't know what else they had to talk about. They would love letters to some extent, but tell about what they're doing, the climate, then what was growing, the trees and other people, churches, neighborhood happenings. And if you go through them, you can make quite a little running history. But I think folks don't do that anymore. Now I do have almost every letter that I wrote to my mother while I was in the service. And now, he kept them. After our death, he found them. More than one enough. I got them in the lower spot.